This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The Bay Area is still a destination for both established comedians coming through on tour and aspiring ones trying to get their start here. Nato Green is a little different. He's a San Francisco comedian born and bred.
So in San Francisco, they used the sit-lie law on the Occupy encampment, the sit-lie law put on the ballot by Mayor Newsom, allegedly to reduce crime by making it illegal to sit or lie on the sidewalk in certain areas. Newsom apparently unaware that 100% of crimes are committed by people who are not lying down. That is a true statistic. You may Google it. In fact, people lying down is the solution to crime. Police should be going through high crime areas, giving out pillows and tea.
That's Green performing at the New Parish in Oakland. Now he's up to something new, shining a light on fellow comics in the Bay Area. He's partnering with local comedy distributor Rooftop Media for a new series airing on KALW called FSFSF. And for the radio, let's just pretend that stands for Funny Stuff from San Francisco.
We're pulling clips of Bay Area comedians past and present to highlight some of the local comedy scene. At some point, the San Francisco media, for the most part, stopped paying attention to local comedy. This segment, FSFSF, is driven by my fury, quite frankly, at every reporter who periodically will, like, run a retrospective about the great comedy days at the Holy City Zoo. And it was great, but we're still doing great comedy. And if you do not go see live comedy in the Bay Area, you have only yourself to blame.
Right now, though, you can stay right where you are because Nato Green is going to bring the comedy to you.
This is
FSFSF.
I'm Nato Green, and this is W. Kamau Bell. Kamau was and is the king of comedy in the Bay Area and launched to national fame with his TV show Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell that was on the FX network. He's back living in Berkeley with his family. He's one of America's greatest comedians. Please check out W. Kamau Bell.
Now, the big issue for Brock is the economy. You know, and I really feel bad for Brock because it's really quick and easy to fix the economy. He just needs to ask me how to do it. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One, according to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros at carnivals and fairs, anything shiny, you know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the f*** is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. Yeah, those DVDs, Steven Seagal. Here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the... Think about it. Why was America on top for so many years? We had 400 years of free labor. It wasn't God or manifest destiny. We had free labor. No payroll tax, no sick days. You could take a day off from slavery. What are you talking about? That's why the infrastructure of this country was built on slavery. Maybe we need to re-legalize slavery. You like the weed one better still? I haven't made a case for legalized slavery. Now, I think because I thought of it, I shouldn't have to be a slave, all right? I see myself in more of an overseer-y type role. A sellout. A house Negro.
That's W. Kamau Bell. Find him on Twitter at W. Kamau Bell. You are listening to FSFSF. Next is Caitlin Gill. Caitlin is another person who came up through the business. The business ran in San Francisco for 5 years and is the first alternative comedy show to spread organically into three cities. Caitlin used the business to turn herself into an unstoppable juggernaut, a comedy heat-seeking missile. She's an incredible comic and totally unique, and I'm glad to share her with you. This is Caitlin Gill.
I was single for a long time, so of course I have a cat. One's just issued to you.
Been single for years. Here's your cat. No, that's not how I got her. I adopted her. I adopted. It's so weird that we say we adopted her. But you don't adopt a pet. A cat is an apex predator honed by years, eons of evolution to survive, no, thrive in the wild. But no, I adopted her. No, that's not what happened. I was lonely, and I wanted a friend, so I picked something cuter and smaller than me, and I tracked it. That's what I did. She's sitting alone and lonely in my studio apartment right now just so I can have something that's happy to see me when I get home. That's what's happening. I'm going to open the door, and the cat, oh, look, a kitty, so happy. Kitty's so happy to see me. Why are you so happy I'm home, kitty? Is it because there's nothing else alive in here? Not even a plant? Good kitty. I am dating now. Dating a lady. First time I've ever dated a woman. No, I got a girlfriend the same way I got a cat. I lived as a woman in San Francisco for 7 years, so one day my doorbell rang, and she said, hi, I'm your girlfriend. I've been issued by the city and county of San Francisco. I live with you now. Here's the kombucha we brew.
That's Caitlin Gill. Find her on Twitter at RobotCaitlin. You are listening to FSFSF. Next is Sean Keane. Sean and I started comedy together. He was one of the founding members of the business. Sean is kind of a joke writing genius. People hire him to write jokes for them. This is one of my favorite people and one of my favorite comedians, Sean Keane.
My dad became a soccer fan at probably like age 50 or so, which is better than having an affair or getting a mistress. Possibly more confusing to my mom, though, because she had to learn what a pitch was, and now she says in it, too, so it works out pretty well. One thing that happens, though, my dad is a big soccer fan. All of us have really embraced the team as well. My little sister has gone abroad a lot and brought her love of Arsenal, this football team from London. So when we go out and we watch the games in North Beach, we'll take pictures and tag them on Facebook, and they'll be like, go Gooners, Arsenal. And so now, since my little sister has lived in Kenya for 3 months at a time, I will occasionally get trash-talked on the internet by Kenyan strangers where English is their third or fourth language. And it's kind of terrifying when someone tries to sports trash-talk you and speaks sort of, like, it sounds like somebody from the 18th century challenging you to a duel. There was a picture, which was just our family smiling, and it was like, caption was like, go Gooners, go Arsenal. And the response I got from someone named Patrick in Kenya was, enjoy your time in the sun, man of Arsenal, for the worm will turn, and the pitch will run with the blood of victory. And the men of Tottenham will stand as your bones bake in the sun. I was like, I might be getting murdered. That might be. I might just be getting murdered.
That's Sean Keane. Find him on Twitter at his Twitter handle, LLCoolS. He clearly did not think Twitter was going to be around for very long when he picked his Twitter handle. FSFSF is a production of KLW and Rooftop Comedy. Find more Bay Area comedy at klw.org. Go see some comedy.